Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, one of the best comedians out there, Bill Burr. He was on Breaking Bad, of course, too. You know,
best show of all time.
Which is, I just said that the other day. We were just talking about that.
I don't disagree.
We'll get into all of it. Bill, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're fantastic, and we're glad to have you with us. And, by the way, I want to start. I'm curious. You know, sometimes I listen to, on Sirius, I'll throw on, like, they have the different, like, comedy channels in the 90s there.
Raw, XL, or whatever.
Right, all those. And I was listening to your bit on going to the street fair with the girlfriend, and you're punching the muffins, and I'm, like, dying laughing in the car. But do you like that they just kind of cut up your guys' stuff and put it on those channels? Is that good? Does it annoy you? I'm curious.
No, it's great. It exposes me to new people, and I get paid. What's the problem?
That's true. Sounds all positive.
No doubt about it. Hey
yeah.
Bill, tell us about this event on Sunday, which is in Youngstown. It sounds like I didn't really even know much about this until we knew you were coming on, but now I think I have to buy it. It's rough and rowdy. It's fights, basically dudes are just trying to knock each other out.
It's a throwback to the old tough man competition, taken to the next level with it's just regular people that want to get in the ring and they think they're tough and they want to fight and they have these incredible matchups. Like they have a cop fighting a skateboarder. That one is, pig versus punk. That's pig versus punk. Gosh. And then they have this gay kid is fighting a convicted felon who's a homophobe. And that's Pride versus Prejudice. That's the headline.
Oh my gosh.
And then they have a bunch of Cleveland Brown fans and Pittsburgh Steeler fans wanting to fight each other. But dude, this headgear, this gloves, there's a ref there and all that stuff. So, you know, it doesn't get out of hand, but it's just, but like the promos are as entertaining as the fights themselves. And like last time I did it, I've done it one other time. They had like a frat kid was fighting this townie. And he's like, oh, me and my frat boys are coming down and you're not going to know what hit you, blah, blah, blah. And then the townie's going like, listen, buddy, your frat boys ain't going to be in that ring to help you out. And I was like, oh, my God, this frat kid's going to get killed. And the frat kid went in there and beat the crap out of the townie. And then he threw a punch and he missed him. And he dislocated his shoulder. So they had to, like, stop the fight because of injury. There was all this tragedy. Like, this spoiled frat kid was. Dude, it was like that movie Breaking Away Dennis Quaid. You know, where they had the cutters and they were on the bicycles, except it was fighting. It's tremendous.
And it's this event is Sunday night at the Covelli Center in Youngstown, 7 p.m., roughandrowdybrawl.com. It's on pay-per-view. It almost reminds me of being a kid in Brooklyn.
It's 16 bucks,
yeah.
If you order it now, it's 20 bucks if you order the night of the fight. But it's like, it's one of those things, man. You get four or five of your friends together, you all throw in $5. And you just sit there, and then on top of that, you got Dave Portnoy, Big Cat, and myself, all adding comedy with our little stuff that we add and we throw in. It's like a stand-up show meets like regular person boxing meets a couple of social issues. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's
an absolute. Yeah, it's an absolute juggernaut, and I think it's going to be huge, and I'm happy to be a small part of it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure everybody will be locked into it.
I think I'm watching it. I think I'm going to buy it. Why not?
It reminds me like being in New York as a kid, and there'd just be a fight all the time, except it's headgear, and Bill Burr's talking about it. But otherwise, it's just like the streets of New York or probably the streets of Boston or whatever.
Yeah, as far as like people who get into fights and stuff, I mean, you know, why not have a cop fight a skateboarder? I think
right.
it's going to be fascinating.
You
would think so, but nowadays all these kids, these young kids, man, they watch MMA, they learn all this stuff. Like, you know, Back in the day, all you do is just worry about somebody throwing a haymaker. Now it's just like somebody, good Lord, a flying knee that puts you in a sleeper hold and there's nobody there to stop it. You know, that's why I like this. There's a ref there. He sees if somebody's in trouble and he jumps in. Like, I was very impressed with that slash relieved when I did it the first time. So I'm like, okay, so now this is really the fun event that I thought it was going to be.
Bill, I'm curious, when you with your material, do you, like when you're doing a stand-up special, you know, are you going on the comedy circuit and are you like practicing a bunch of times? Is it you just want to, hey, I'm doing a special, I'm going to just do it this one time and then on to something else? How do you prepare for like when you're doing like a big special and stuff?
Yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian, so I'm always, I guess, preparing for one because I'm always going right out doing shows. That's how I make money. And then basically when you get sick of your act, you're like, all right, I want to get rid of this. Let me just film it. Hopefully it comes out good. Put it out there, and then you move on to the next thing. It's just kind of how you do it.
Right.
We're talking with, I think, one of the funniest dudes on the planet. Bill Burr's with us. Bill,
you wouldn't know with that last answer. That last answer was about as dry as anything I've ever said in my life.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Right.
So you have a chance to be funny here. My partner in the morning, well, not my partner, but one of our other show hosts here said, I have to ask you what your beef is with millennials.
Oh, they're so obnoxious. Obnoxious.
What, my beef? I don't know. I don't have a beef with them. I have a beef with the people that raised them. I think there's misdirected anger towards these kids. Can't help that they had helicopter parents and all this technology. And I got to be honest with you, if video games were the way that they are now, I wouldn't have left the house either. But when I grew up, you know, that tennis game with the two lines, you know, I mean, that
Pong.
Was just,
yep.
Yeah, you went outside and you know what's funny about that? I remember like 15 years ago, I was doing a gig in Cleveland and I was riding in the car. I was working New Year's and we were driving in the car. It was during the day. I was with the other comics. We drove down the street and we saw a bunch of young kids playing football in the front yard. We almost crashed the car. We couldn't believe it. Like, oh my God, kids outside playing. We kind of hadn't noticed that all of that went away. Like at some point, I just think technology just got so awesome that there was really no reason to go outside anymore. And then you had a bunch of fat kids. Now you see them, you know, waddling onto planes. They got to ask for extra seat belts and stuff.
I do it,
Bill.
Very
sad thing. Yeah. But it's a good thing, though, because it's going to help with the world population when you start having those 8-year-olds dropping from heart attacks.
I'll be honest, though, but like I have two small kids, 5 and 8, and I don't know how my parents – did it because, you know, I give them an iPad and it's like a babysitter for 2 hours. I feel like I'm a bad parent, but man, they don't really talk. They just disappear for a couple hours.
Yeah, and there's all these studies out there saying that that's it's a terrible thing to do.
I know it's terrible. I know.
But for the developing, well, here's the thing. The iPad when you were a kid was your parents just told you to go outside and play.
Exactly.
And it was before To Catch a Predator, so you didn't think there was some pervert behind every tree. I remember my parents, that's that show, F is for Family, the cartoon I do. That's what it was based. They just let you go outside, ride your bike a couple of miles to another neighborhood, and then you just ran into other kids. And then with your kid brain, you decided what you were going to do. There was no adult supervision. And at any moment, older kids would come around, and all of a sudden it became this precarious situation, like, are they going to beat the crap out of us? I remember one time I was, like, climbing up a tree with a friend of mine. When we were like in first grade or second grade, and these bigger kids came by and just saw us up there, and they just started throwing rocks at us until they were tired and left.
That was it.
Yeah. So that's how they did it. They sent us outside into the wild.
Right. That was it. And things have changed. Bill Burr, comedian Bill Burr, is with Bill. We got to talk about Breaking Bad because obviously you were on the show. You worked for Saul Goodman. So are you going to be in Better Call Saul?
Dude, I'll tell you what, Breaking Bad, all those guys fighting on Sunday will be Breaking Bad in Youngstown, Ohio. Sorry, I'm trying to keep it on the promo here. I don't know if I'm going to be on it. I have no idea. I haven't heard anything, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I am not in the upcoming season, okay? So everybody settle down. I know this is – everybody's waiting for me to come on and
That's
deliver
right.
my line and a half.
Did you have fun on that show?
Oh, yeah. It was like – like most people, it was my favorite show. So to get on TV on your favorite show. I mean, I literally felt like I got sucked into my television. I've always equated it to like Star Wars. If you watch Star Wars a zillion times, and then all of a sudden one day you're in a trailer putting on a stormtrooper outfit, and you're going to stand next to Darth Vader and maybe say a line or two to him, like, it would, how crazy would that be?
Amazing.
That's basically what I experienced when I was on Breaking Bad.
We're talking with Bill Burr. Bill, you travel a lot, and so I'm sure you have all kinds of stuff that pops into your shows from traveling and things like that. We talk all the time on our show about, like, the worst guy. Like, not just in travel, but like, to me, the worst guy is the guy on the airplane who tries to get up out of his seat and beat everyone off the plane before anyone can get their bags and stuff. Who's the worst guy for you?
The guy that passes Rose. That's the worst guy.
Worst guy.
And you look at him like, really? Fat people spilling into your chair. I sat next to a guy one time, this big fat dude, and he got on the plane with his girlfriend who was small. All right, so I have the aisle seat. So obviously he's going to take the window, and he's going to stick his little pixie stick girlfriend in the middle, and that's not what happened. She wanted the window. So she sits next to the window. Dude, I'm telling you right now, this guy was so fat, I was sitting next to him and behind him at the same time. And at one point, he tried to make himself smaller by wrapping his arms, like folding his arms in front of him, and his fat lats just flared out like elephant ears. Like I was behind him, and it was just like, I was like getting hit by the food cart. And I know that there's this whole friggin' thing where it's like, you know, it's, you're supposed to sit there and just feel bad for the guy. And what about me, who had the decency to hit the treadmill and eat a salad? You know what I mean? It's kind of like with, like, bike riders. It's like people ride bikes. It's like a one-way street with them. They're like, share the road. It's like, yeah, get over so me and the 20 cars behind you can get down the road, you selfish POS. Their idea of sharing the road is you got to drive 10 miles an hour behind them. It's the worst. I'll tell you something, though, too. With you know that thing now where they, like, spray paint a bicycle on the street and they act like that's a bike lane? That's not a bike lane. They do that because states then can get a federal grant saying that they made a bike lane. They didn't. So they just got money from the federal government. That's why they do that. And then all these on their bicycle then think it's okay for them to ride down the street going 12 miles an hour during rush hour, and everybody has to get to work an allotted time by taking a car, not by riding behind. And they won't get out of the way. I swear to God, they're so friggin' arrogant. They tell you to share the road, and then they get up to a stop sign. They never stop. They blow through it. They blow through red lights. And then when they get hit, everybody frosts the bike like you didn't see, like it's a tragedy. It was like a predictable ending. It was like a bad Hollywood summer movie. Sorry, I'm on a little rant here.
It's all right. And by the way, Bill, I am that fat guy on a plane, and I do feel bad when I always feel bad. I try not to encroach as the fat guy on the plane. I always try not to encroach. I always take the aisle seat.
And so you encroach on
there you go.
But I try not.
You
like
take
usually,
the aisle
my wife.
Seat, you start laying off the cookies. You know what I mean?
But the cookies are good, Bill. They're good.
Hey, you know what? You're living your best life. You know, that's what you want to do, man. You want to eat cookies? You go ahead and eat your cookies.
Bill, any? Bull's trying to lose weight though.
So no, I'm doing good.
Give him some advice.
I'm taking it off.
You got to fat shame yourself. You can't let me do it. At some point, you have to take the reins.
That's right.
If I was you, I would just stand. I fat shame myself. I take my shirt off. I look in the mirror and go, look at you. Look what you did. I can't even say the words that I say to myself. I just get disgusted. You have to get disgusted with yourself.
Yeah. Oh, up to that
and
point.
And just know that you're better than that.
Speaking of being disgusted, what is there? I mean, I don't know if you want to say it if there is one, but is there a city you go to? Like, you travel all over the country. Is there a city? Is there two that the crowd's just not as good consistently?
Not as good. Yeah. No.
Everybody's good.
No. Well, if you're good, they're good.
Okay.
I mean, there's
no
crowd that's good. If you're up there and you got great stuff, that's going to be sitting there like, I guess maybe I would say back in the day, the alt rooms, where they were really hostile towards club comics.
Right.
So if you went in there and you were actually trying to make them laugh, it was considered off-putting.
Right.
But if you kind of went, you know, and if you had any sort of testosterone, that was another thing that was really off-putting to them.
Bill, you have a problem with Philadelphia, I hear?
No, I don't. I just had a bad show there one time, and they were booing me, so I just attacked their sports teams. But I actually really like that city.
What about the sports teams that bothers you?
Nothing. Nothing about their teams bothered me. I was at the show, and they were booing me, and I knew that they loved their teams.
Right, so you went after
them.
So
I just trashed their teams. Yeah, so then people think that I don't like them. And, it was a very cathartic night. And afterwards, you know, they all clapped, and they had a good time. And they don't even remember it either, by the way, because they boo so many people. And I have to admit, most of the people they boo deserve it. But my favorite one ever was when they booed Destiny's Child. You remember that one?
Yeah.
I played for the Eagles, and my first game ever, they booed me. I was booed. So everyone gets booed. I saw them boo Santa Claus one time.
Mike Schmidt, one of the greatest baseball players ever there.
They boo everybody.
Yeah, but this is the thing. As obnoxious as they are, they have nothing on West Coast fans. You know, all the Philly, they just boo people. Like, you go to, like, there was, like, a Raiders 49ers preseason game, and somebody got shot in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like it's on the West Coast, it's no joke. That what happened to that poor guy at the Dodgers game. That's nothing. It would happen. I went to a Phillies game. I had a Red Sox hat on, and they gave me crap and that type of stuff. Worst thing they're going to do is dump a beer on your head, but it's like you're not going to walk out of there with, like, needing a MASH unit. So I think, like, their behavior, it's bad, but it's exaggerated, and they're ignoring some of the other stuff that goes on out here on the West Coast. Because I got to be honest, like, I used to go to, you know, the height of the Red Sox-Yankees thing. I would wear a Red Sox jersey to the game, and, you know, Yankee fans would give you a rough time. But, you know, once they saw you were cool and you could take it, they would be like, yeah, you know, I went up to Boston with the family. We had a good time and blah, 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 blah. I still hate the Red Sox, but it was, you know, it was a cool town. Like, you could be, like, civil.
Mutual respect.
Wasn't the animalistic behavior that I see out here. So when I go out here, I just dress like plain clothes. I don't say anything. I watch the game. I enjoy it. I get in. I get out. And, you know, I had a buddy of mine. He went to a Dodgers game, and he was from Cleveland. He wore a Cleveland Indians jersey up. They weren't even playing the Indians.
Right.
And he got – everyone was yelling at him, to take that jersey off, all this stuff. You'd think he was wearing a shirt that said the Dodgers suck.
Right. I always think of the West Coast as more laid back, but not at games, apparently.
Nah, that's because you watched the, like, last season of Laverne and Shirley, and you never got that out of your head.
Hey, Bill, any thoughts on LeBron James and him leaving for L.A.?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of how the – I don't really – it's not a LeBron thing. It's just the Lakers. I'm a Celtics fan, so it just is frustrating as a Celtics fan to competing with the Lakers now that it's a free agency game where it's not like what the Celtics did, which what the Celtics did right now was brilliantly – build a team, and then parlay draft picks into what we have, and we got to sit there. We got to build the damn thing up. Other than the championship we bought in 2008, we've always had to build it up because what we can sell an NBA player versus what LA can sell is we're never going to win because it's like, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to come to Boston, deal with, like, you know, -4 degree weather and with fives and sixes after the game? Or do you want to go to L.A., have 70-degree weather, and supermodels and actresses? I mean, we can't compete with it.
Hey, Bill, do you like watching other comedians? Like, are you constantly watching other comedians, or are you just doing your thing and that you're not interested?
I like watching people live. I wouldn't sit down and watch, like, somebody's Netflix special. That's not something I do. But I will watch a comic live. If they catch my ear or they have a funny vibe, before I hear the crowds going nuts, I'll poke my head in. And yeah, because I still love watching comedy. I don't think I laugh as much as I used to, I guess. I guess I don't, you know, but...
They'll survive.
Bill Burr will be doing the color commentary, Rough and Rowdy Fights. Order now on pay-per-view, $15.99. It's $19.99 day of the event, roughandrowdybrawl.com. It's this Sunday night at the Covelli Center in Youngstown at 7 p.m. Amateur fights, a cop
That's
versus
right.
skateboarder. It sounds like a lot of fun. Bill, we appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely. Get together with your friends. I guarantee it will be an entertaining evening. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Bye. Hey, thanks, man.
All right, bye,
man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.